produce department has, is second to none with the 1,500 different varieties of produce in the store, bakery, in-store kitchen, sushi, an Italian shop, and a pizza shop in-store. You really can't go anywhere else and find it all in under one place.
This is obviously an area that has seen better days. It's had some rough times. Why is this a risk worth taking for Hy-Vee?
At Hy-Vee, we really like to go back and reinvest into redevelopment of towns and parts of towns. This is an avenue that's worked well for us in the past and in our other locations that we've done throughout our company, and we think it's very important to go back and reinvest in different cities that we're in.
There's been support from the city of Springfield, TIF district funding, et cetera. How important was that? Could this project have happened without that?
It wouldn't have happened as quickly, but we would have. Springfield was on our map for a long time, and with the TIF, it did come a little bit more quickly, but we still would have come no matter what.
Can you explain the logistics of this undertaking? You've got properties here, some to be knocked down, some to be just kind of rebuilt. How's that all going to play out?
We'll start here this week with taking down the outlet buildings directly on MacArthur Boulevard. We are going to use the shell of the building. We'll take down a lot of the building behind me. We'll use the steel, and we'll use the flooring, and we're going to use as much as we can of the existing building. But we've spent the last 3 weeks taking asbestos out, and we'll continue to demo what we can. What we're going to say what we can, and what we need to demo, we'll demo out.
And you think this will be open actually sometime late spring next year, so less than a year away if all goes according to plan?
Yes. As long as Mother Nature, as long as Mother Nature is cooperative, we should be looking at April, May is what I call late spring.
For those who have shopped at some of your other locations, maybe in Peoria or some other stores, what is this going to be similar to, if anything, as far as the layout, people who've been in your stores before?
The layout will be very similar to our Peoria, Illinois store. The one big enhancement that it will have will be the in-store restaurant and also the artisan breads in our bakery. Those are two enhancements that, since we've built the Peoria store a couple years ago, that have been added into the food store now.
Is it trickier to get a grocery store with a liquor license? You said you may be serving some alcohol during
Yes, we'll go to the city councils and go to the powers that be in Springfield and get that.
So that's not squared away.
Not squared away yet, but we'll have an attached liquor store, but that's something we'll work out. I mean, that's on our plans right now. So.
Okay. But you do want evening dining, mm-hmm. Is it even outside?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How did Springfield come onto your radar in the first place? You hadn't been here before, so why did you start even looking at this area?
I'd have to kind of defer that to my engineering department and our real estate development team. I wasn't involved in that process.
Well, you said 15 stores in Illinois.
This is our 15th.
You have others planned, don't you?
Yes, we are looking at Bloomington, Illinois, and a second location in Peoria.
Yeah, are those on the drawing board, so to speak? Or?
Yes and no. And I call it kind of... Again, how timing goes, city approvals. We're in the very early stages with Bloomington, the city of Bloomington, right now.
And one of the, and I'm sorry if you answered this, walk up late, but this store is in a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Is that comparable to what you've been doing in some of the other markets, as opposed to building out on the interstate?
Yes, very much so. We want to be involved in the neighborhood. We want to be a part of the MacArthur Boulevard Association of Businesses. That's what we like to do. I mean, we want to be part of the neighborhood.
Well, what are some of the shopping patterns or demographics that behind that strategy, as opposed to building,
Well, just being center. It's being part of the community. It's really just when you're out on an interstate or a bypass, are you really involved in the community, or are you just kind of out there in the middle of no man's land? So, really, our goal is to be part of the community and be part of this neighborhood and the whole MacArthur Boulevard Association.
And somebody mentioned bicycles and pedestrians already. Is that a big part of the traffic in some of the other markets?
In our Madison, Wisconsin, it's a very big part of our...
Sure.
we just opened our second store in Madison a couple weeks ago. All depends on the demographics of the market. Is it an easier market to get around to? What's transportation? Is it, sidewalks and all that stuff? So that's what they all look at, too, when we decide to move into a community like Springfield.
And your distribution center in Sheraton?
Yes, okay. Sheraton, Iowa.
Right. Uh-huh. It was mentioned 400 full and part-time jobs?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 400.
Now, we do have some union grocery stores in the mm-hmm. market. Is Hy-Vee a union shop? Or?
No, we are not.
Okay. Okay. And is that counting the construction jobs, the 400?
No, those will just be grocery store employees once we open.
Okay, and do you bring your management with you? Are you going to be hiring locally?
We will hire as much as we can locally. We'll most likely have a existing Hy-Vee employee be our store director. That person will probably be on site shortly after the first of the year, and that's when hiring will start. Probably, you know, with a late spring, we'll probably be looking at end of January, beginning of February to really start hiring hot and heavy and get everybody trained.
What's the mix of full and part-time?
Right now it's about 30-70, with 30 being full-time and 70 being part-time.
Okay.
With the varying shifts, that's a lot. You know, you got to have those kids.
Uh-huh.